coming up on The Kim Gravel Show.
Sometimes I don't have the power to say no. Like, to me sometimes, and I'll say this too. Okay, Dr. Jackie, help me out with this.
And I will tell women until I have my last breath, that girl, that woman that you see in your dreams, she's real. Stop saying that's not you. Stop being afraid of being the fullness and the beauty and the exceptional nature of what you see. Go after her.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I know that's the best answer ever. I swear, drop mic. That's the best answer I've ever heard.
This is the Kim Gravel Show.
Let's just go on and spill the tea.
This is one of the realest persons I've ever met.
My mission is to encourage every single woman. We're here to lift y'all up.
There's no one more effective than moms.
You mess with the bull, you gonna get the horns.
I need coffee, I need Jesus, and I need therapy.
If you can bring a smile to people's faces, why would you not?
True confidence is knowing who you are and why you're here.
Hey, y'all, Kim Gravel here, and this is The Kim Gravel Show. And every single episode, we are trying to give you tips, tricks, inspiration, aspiration, encouragement to level up your life. Because, y'all, we only get one. And I can tell you, if you ain't dead, you're not done. So there is time to really live the life of your dreams and level up your life. Is life tough? Absolutely. Is it, you know, hard? Is it always a bed of roses? Absolutely not. But even through the tough times, you can make steps towards success to level up your life. And this week, Zach, we are going to be talking about just that. Not only just leveling up your life, but how to do it. Yes. Today's guest is Dr. Jackie Green. She went from dentist to pastor. She has a brand new book called Permission to Live Free. And the key word in that to me, Zach, is permission. And you say, what does that mean? Well, she's going to tell us. But I think by the end of this episode, Zach, we're going to have the permission to really live this leveled up free life that we're all looking for. I really do. When we come back, we're going to welcome Dr. Jackie Green right after this. Hey, y'all, we have had such a huge response for the confidence course we're offering, but registration is closed now. But if you want to be the first to know when the confidence course is available again, please sign up for our wait list. I'm going to give you a little example of what someone wrote. I love a good testimonial. I love when someone tells us what we're getting right. And Sarah wrote, it gave me the boost I needed this morning to keep working on my holiday movie script. Yes. It may have taken me a bit to get the confidence to pursue this project, but I'm not dead, so I'm not done. I'm not late. I'm right on time. I love that. Thank you so much, Sarah, for writing that. And I hope it is a holiday script. Woo! Get about it. If you need that boost, if you're looking for that next step to take in your dreams, in your calling, and even in your confidence, go to kimgravel.com and sign up for the waiting list, because the confidence course is coming back and we want you to be the first to know about it. So go to kimgravel.com, sign up for the waiting list, and get that boost of confidence that you need to. Love you guys. Thank you so much for all your support, and be confident and walk boldly in it. I love you. The guest today is absolutely anointed, and wait till you hear her message. I'm telling you, she went from dentist to pastor. She co-pastors with her husband, Forward City Church in Columbia, South Carolina. Her husband, Travis Green, is a gospel musician. He's been nominated for 5 Grammys. She has got a new book out called Permission to Live Free. And it was released in April with the publisher, Thomas Nelson. We're actually sisters because I'm with Thomas Nelson too. She hosts a podcast called Permission Talk, and she's all about empowering women to live their fullest potential. And you know, I love that. But when I tell you, please welcome, I cannot wait to dig into this brilliant woman, Dr. Jackie Green. Welcome to the Kim Gravel Show.
Jackie Green.
I love it.
Don't you love it? You have a lead-in song, girl.
That's really, really nice.
I'm so glad you're here, Jackie.
So right.
I'm going to call you doctor because you've earned that. I'm so excited. I'm going to tell you right now, I am so excited about this book because first of all, we have to just jump in. Okay. And you've got to tell us what you mean by permission, because to me, that caught my eye immediately. When you say permission to live free, what are you talking about, Jackie?
So when I say that a woman lives with permission, I am speaking to this idea that we have a decision to make to be precisely, but not just specificity, and fully this ability to take up the full space and capacity of what we've been created to be. I think many times, Kim, we'll recognize that we're unique and that we're different, we're other than, but we will not always walk into the fullness of the other than nature that we've been created to be. So I'll give you an example practically. We know that we are pimp soap that we own. I'm a pimp soap. But instead of sometimes adding a little cursive, we'll settle for just writing in print. When pencils are not just created to write in print, they can also erase. They can be used for architectural detail. I am asking and inviting women to not just embrace one part of themselves, but that all of the fact that you've been made with a unique, specified design that God made only you to be created for. And you've been authorized to be this unique, custom-made thing that he made. And he's inviting us to live in the fullness of that. And so I want us to just occupy some of the space of our creation. I want us to do it in full.
Okay, I had to write this down because you've just dropped about 5,000 nuggets in just what you just said. So I made a little note because when you said other than, my spirit just went, whoop, it just leapt. You got to speak. What does that mean? I mean, I think I know what it means, but I like what you're saying. what does other than mean? Because you got to get it, dig in, go deep.
Yeah. So when I speak to other than, oftentimes we just take it at face value. I'm a woman. Yeah. I'm a mother, just like anyone else. No. We were handcrafted, uniquely designed. The Father said in the Word that before he even created us, before we came to be in our mother's womb, he formed us and he knew us.
Formed us.
There was something in mind that God wanted to answer a problem on the earth. And he thought of creating us. So we are in this answer to a problem that he got his hands involved, breathed his breath into that. When he does that, because we belong to something that is other than, that is holy, that is set apart, that is not normal or not common, we become an image bearer of who he is, made in his image and his likeness. He being like no one else, exceptional in his creation, being that we were made to emulate him, so are we. And I want women to feel that in their their personhood. You are not ordinary. And stop saying that you are. Stop just being critical about your nature. See that you got a little off to your curves and all of that, that's a part of your unique design, that you may not speak like everyone else speak, that your personality is different. But begin to love the skin you're in, because you cannot own the permission that you've been granted by the Father if you constantly critique. And that's where I be a pursuit of.
Yeah, me too. And I love when you say like, because when you said being a mom, because I think so many women, and I can speak for myself, but I can speak because I talk to a lot of women, and I know you do too, Dr. Jackie, but women are always saying, I'm a mom, or I'm just a, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just a wife. I'm just a daughter. I'm just a mom. Is that what you're talking about with this other than? There's so much more out there for us. Is that what you're talking about?
You are leaning right into it. I do feel like we oftentimes just settle for what we've experienced so far. When you live Amen. In the permission to live in freedom, that means that there's no limits. There's no boundaries. If you're still here and you still have breath, obviously there's more that the Creator had in mind for your creation to do. And so it's like the lioness that was locked up, being able to be released back onto the quiet lands. And I talk about it in my book. Her legs are stretched out and she's beginning to run in the open space of the savannah, ready to conquer whatever is at hand. And I want that for my moms who just settled to just be a mom or just be a wife. What else is there in you that's still leaping and wanting to come forth?
Yes.
What baby is overdue that wants to have life and give birth to that thing? So yes, it's this other than, this more than that we still
that's
have
great.
As an option for us because we still have breath.
That's your next book. I'm just telling you right there. I'm just giving you that right now. That is so amazing. And it's not, you know, it's not less than, it's not more than, it's other. There's more, there's other things for people to do. I absolutely, for especially women, I love this. Okay, how did you find this message? Let me say this. How did this message find you? And what kind of revelations did you go through? Because you sound like you've lived this a little bit.
And that's what I was going to say to you, Kim. I say this all the time, no matter where I'm speaking. The best message written, the best message preached is the one you've actually had to live. And permission to live free came to be because it was my real story. I live, a prophet prophesied this over me, and I love to say it. I suffer from the paralysis of analysis for way too long, always critiquing. If I could just finish this. If I could just be that, if I can just add this, then I'll be, not recognizing that I already was. And because I'm older, then I can do. And the things that I do not being who I am are making me more valuable. But the essence of who I've been created to be, the beloved of God, a daughter who's been fearfully and wonderfully made, is the gift. It's the thing that gives me value. And therefore, I can go do other things from that position. And so it was my story. And I was sick of living in that fear. That comfort, that striving, that trauma, that people pleasing for so long. And I wanted to be free people with the same measure that I had been free.
Well, and that's the thing. That's how come, I just absolutely love your book because you speak from personal experience. And there's one experience you talked about that one of the things that you had to do was slow down. Okay. And I think we all can get with that, right? We all can say, we need to slow down. I know I'm preaching to the choir here. But then you said, and be honest with yourself. And to me, that's where sometimes I know for myself and a lot of us listening right now get tripped up. We know we need to slow down. But what do you mean by getting honest with ourselves? Because that's not always fun.
Yeah, I feel like you cannot step over a thing that you won't first recognize you're blocked by.
Okay.
So, no, I'll give you an
example. You gotta stop. No, you can't blow by that. I got to hear that one more time.
You are unable to step over a thing that you will not first recognize that you've been blocked by. And for me, so I'll give you an example. My husband, he is, in all whites, a great person doing a lot of amazing things. I use the excuse. An excuse is something that is not real, that if he would just support me more, I could actually go and become all that the Father had created. It was not the thing blocking me. The true thing that was blocking me, Kim, was fear. I can't step over fear if I will not address it. Fear is the actual stumbling block. And so rather than naming it fear, I named it, I need some more support. And so I'm trying to gain more support. And that's not the thing that I'm wrestling with. It's not the hurdle that I'm trying to jump over. When I would finally be honest and say, you know what? I'm afraid to step out here to do this thing because I don't know if I'll be good at it, if I do it. I'm afraid of failing, the fear of perfectionism, of not being perfect. And when I could identify that, I could clearly see the thing that I actually needed to jump over, and I was able to finally do it when it would just be honest that that was the thing I was dealing with.
Don't you think that fear, for women in particularly, is the thing that really holds us back?
So much. And I will tell women until I have my last breath, that girl, that woman that you see in your dreams, she's real. Stop saying that's not you. Stop being afraid of being the fullness and the beauty and the exceptional nature of what you see. Go after her. Give her, nurture her. Give her permission to live in the fullness of who she is. Stop dimming her light. Stop shrinking her down to what you feel as if people can accept. Let her live. That's what the whole permission to live free message is about. You've seen her, you know her, you let her show herself in glimpses. Give her permission to show up every single day in every single facet that she's called to.
Don't you think, Dr. Jackie, that once you if you can see it, you can live it, you can be it? Because like I love how you say that you catch glimpses of her, but you think all of us, everybody listening to us right now, don't you think they see themselves how they could be? Right? Or you wouldn't even have a dream to begin with. Like a dream as you see it, and if you can see it, you can be it, right?
Absolutely. And many times we see parts of ourselves in other women, which is why we're drawn to them, Kim. And we'll say yes. Things like, oh my God, if I could just be as fiery as her. Generally, you're leaning or being pulled toward that because it has something to do with you. I remember, you can't tell now because I got on a cute wig, but I shaved the size of my head. And I used to look at girls like, oh my God, if I could ever be as bold enough to shave my hair and not care what other people would think. It was a telltale sign of what the Father was calling me into in terms of my freedom. You're not drawn to things by happenstance. That's the intentional nature of the Father pulling you toward another level of freedom that he also has for you. And so pay attention to what you're drawn to. I like girls like you who are just themselves, authentic, fully who they are, not trying to hold it back, all in the fullness of it, because I too was called to be that kind of girl.
Yeah, like you said, you drawn to what you know, what you want, what you already are. Okay, so when we come back, we're going to have more with Dr. Jackie Green. We're going to talk about what is counterfeit living, and we're going to talk about this, these kind of fears and these kind of types of women. I love this in the book. I don't want to give it all away because you got to come back. That are not yet living with permission right after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you overworked, underpaid, exhausted, but love your kids so much and want to be the best mama for them?
How about the best version of you? You deserve that.
I'm Gianna DiMedio-Simon.
And I'm Casey McDonald-Hosmer, and we are moms who absolutely love our new roles in life.
But man, were we not prepared for some of the fine print in the job description.
We want a connection with our children and our partner that doesn't come at the cost of the relationships with our own selves.
We're helping you mother up every Monday on your favorite podcast player. Also, check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/@motheruppod.
All right, we're back. We're back with Dr. Jackie Green. We're talking all things permission to live free. Dr. Jackie, we were talking before the break about really stepping in and seeing yourself and not letting fear hold us back. It sounds so good, but dare I say, without making it like ticking people off when I say this, it's simple, right? This authentic living, is it simple? Tell me.
It's so simple that it becomes complicated sometimes because we really believe that there's so much we have to do. There's so much we have to gain. There's so much that we need to accomplish in order to be. But I can just tell you this. It's much easier to talk how I actually talk. It's much easier to laugh how I actually laugh. It's much easier to love how I actually love than to try to love, than to try to be, than to try. Trying is not being, and I'm wanting to invite more women to just be who you really are and allow the people that love it to love it and those that don't to find the people that they do love and not have feel any less good about yourself because you're just called to a certain people. You see it in the Bible. Paul was called a son. Peter was called a son, but it doesn't make either one of them less valuable.
Correct.
They were just called as a select group of people.
Yeah, they called to their journey, their path, their purpose. Okay, what is counterfeit living to you?
I believe, and I saw it in my own life, generally we show up to be less than, more than, who we were created to be. And I know we talked about other than in a positive connotation earlier, but we won't be the fullness of who we were created to be, so we dim our light. Or we'll put on all the labels, put on all of the different things behind our name, all the letters, to be more than who we were created to be. Or other than, you know that you're not shy, but you keep walking into rooms, just completely not the nature that the Father created. We'll be other than who the Father created. Any one of those options, Kim, is not actually being who you were made to be. And I'm saying, shed those falsehoods and actually have the courage to be who you were actually made to be, because it is what the Father made. And we don't understand that we are actually agreeing with God in obedience when we agree with who he made, period.
Okay, but this is the thing. Why do you think we go in? Because to solve the problem, we got to understand, like you said earlier, we have one and got to be real with ourselves. Why do you think it becomes easier to live the counterfeit us than it is just to be that genuine, authentic article, be ourselves authentically?
I talk about five women, Kim, five personas, so to speak. It was the five things that kept me, or made it easier in one season of my life to not live in the fullness of my authenticity. Number one was fear. Number two, might take you by surprise. It was comfort. I call it comfortable Courtney in the book. Many times we get so used to the comfort of our past success. So I won a cheerleading award. I was Miss Georgia. I won this pageant in 1998. Well, baby, it's 2023. We're going to have to go beyond the last success and the comfort of who we used to be to actually venture off to experiment to find out who we can be. And we get really used to who we've always been. So we get comfortable with being mommy, and that becomes our security blanket. Another one is trauma. We've had people say when we tried to step out to do the new thing that we were called to do, you're not good enough, or these negative word things that come to traumatize us. Another one is being unsupported. We don't have people in our village echoing or affirming who we've been created to be. And the last one is people pleasing. Many times we want to be pleasing to other people that we don't recognize it is first most important to be pleasing to God and who he made us to be. And so we get very, very satisfied in these altered versions of who God actually made us to be. And we don't step fully into who we were actually made to be.
Okay, this pleasing thing, we got to sit on that for a hot minute, because I think I think women in particular, this is probably, you call her pleasing Pam. I think Pam is in all of us as women. Why do you think that is? I mean, for me, sometimes I just don't want to rock the boat. Sometimes I feel like, I'm coming to you, doctor, to tell me why I'm a pleasing Pam. But sometimes I don't have the power to say no. Like, to me, sometimes, and I'll say this too. Okay, Dr. Jackie, help me out with this. Because sometimes for me personally, it's just easier to say yes and just handle it and just do it and just shut that person up or just fix the problem or just handle the situation. It's just easier sometimes. Why are we such people pleasers?
You know, I found in my life, Kim, most often I was asking or looking for external affirmation or wanting people to go along or believe that I was good enough because I didn't believe it about myself. I was looking without rather than understanding that from within I could be fulfilled. And so, you know, we often say these things like it's just easier to go along. It's easier on the front end. But when I go along to get along on the front end, when I get home and I'm suffering from frustrations or bitterness because I didn't say the truth of what I actually felt, the emotional torment that comes along with that, or when I have given a yes when it should have been a no, and I've taken away time that I should have had for myself, that's actually hard on me too. And I didn't get to the place to where I could actually put my foot down and say, no, I don't have time to do this, or I have these boundaries to give, until I had been the bitter fruit of the back end of not being truthful of what I truly believe in the pleasing side of things too many times. And so that's what helped me. But the major reason I feel like I did it was because I wasn't sure that my boundary was good enough. I wasn't sure that I was good enough. And I was waiting for somebody to say, oh, if you do this, then you're loving enough. Or if you do this, then you're good enough. I needed all for myself, something that I was waiting for someone to tell me. That was my personal truth.
Yeah, I totally can relate to that. And sometimes I would settle and just be a people pleaser just to get right now, instead of just saying, no, not pretty much not going to do that, to have the best later. I will say, the older I've gotten, Dr. Jackie, I have been like, yeah, I'm pretty much not going to do that. If you can't do it this way, then we ain't going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's to that point. And I love what you say. You're talking about unsupported, unique. You surround, this is this particular woman who surrounds herself with people who do not support her, do not support the person that she is. Mm-hmm. And that God created her to be. You say, find your people. I think that is single. And can I just say to you, Dr. Jackie, right now, and I want you to speak to this. I'm dealing with something like this right now in my life with a friend who And when, God, because when you said the people pleasing thing too, I'm sorry to go off the wall because I hate to make it about me, but honey, you're very knowledgeable. I need your advice. So like, she has this thing that she knows in a certain situation that is destructive, that's been destructive towards her children, and she's holding the secret to be this pleaser. She doesn't want to rock the boat. Okay. And it's eating her alive, Dr. Jackie, when she gets home. Like you said, remember when you said you get home, it just the bitterness would set in? It's eating her alive. But these people that she needs to go and share this information with that would be a game changer are unsupportive.
Boom.
Ugh. So not only is she trying to please just to make it easier, but now if she does expose this thing, Dr. Jackie, she's doing it to unsupportive people.
Yeah.
Can you tell her what she needs to do with this situation?
I'll say this, and I have found this out for the young lady that you're speaking about. The only thing worse than no help, the only thing worse than no community is the wrong community.
Woo-wee!
It can be more detrimental to lose or have taken from you that which you know you need by the wrong group of people than it would be to actually just go on with your life and believe that the Father will bring you the people that you needed. So what I would generally do in moments where I'm so afraid to share the news or whatever the case may be is imagine the worst, because the enemy only has the hypothetical of, oh my God. So they all become not your friend. Well, they're not your friends anyway if they don't support you. So you've already experienced the worst. I'm saying do whatever is necessary to actually be good to you. And if it is something on the inside of you that needs to be said, say it. And if the bottom falls out, let it fall. Face the worst. Don't live in fear of what could be. Face it. And if the worst happens, it happens. You trust that the same God that was with you on the mountain will be with you in the valley, because he has proven himself to be that. You cannot look back on your life at a time where you thought, oh my God, there's no way I can get through this, that you didn't get through it. You're still alive. Right. You're still here. And if he got you through that, he'll get you through this. He'll get you a new set of friends that will actually be supportive, and maybe you won't be put in a situation where you couldn't share your truth again anyway. So my admonishment to that young lady is face the worst and do what is necessary to get the right group around you, because the right help is so necessary in this particular season.
Well, and I'll tell you this, Dr. Jackie, everybody wants their people. And it's not always 20, 30 people. Sometimes, I mean, it was 12. Okay. Jesus had 12. Then he had three.
Dang.
And then he had one. Okay. Yep. So like I totally agree with you, because aligning yourself with people who celebrate you, or at the very least just will listen to you and to be supportive. That's the key. It's really a big key and game changer in success. Wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. What you said, I echo 100%. You having people to affirm who you are, because there's going to be days, Kim, no matter how much permission you have. And that's why I say in my book, permission is a journey. It's not this one time gear certificate. There's going to be days, even when you know from the fullness of who God made you, people that one who made, that you won't need a Kim in your life to just say, Dr. Jackie, you're doing a good job. You need people to do this journey with you. And I talk about that. Yeah, you're having your vertical and God is going to speak over you, but you're going to have that horizontal transparency where you have a community of people that you can walk this life with that can remind you of what the Lord has already sung over you to keep you going. It's just a part of life. We all have bad days.
Everybody has a bad day. I tell you, I could talk to you all day long. Her podcast is called Permission Talk. Dr. Jackie, what are you talking about on that podcast? I just want everybody to go and download it and subscribe right now. Tell me what kind of stuff that we're going to hear and learn and be encouraged by.
We speak so much to identity, faith, the ability to live your life on prayer. These are all tenets of a woman that lives with permission. How you live out the word of God and allow it to be an accompaniment to the walking out strong in faith and that authenticity. But we speak a lot to just real raw things that women face all the time. Feeling overloaded is one thing that people don't talk about a lot. How blessings can become a burden. Although they're good things, sometimes we can weigh it down by without managing, prioritize. And so I want to speak to the everyday woman of how you become a greater steward, how your wife will, how your sister will. So we're speaking to lots of things that are coming to the everyday table of any woman.
Well, I'm telling you right now, y'all need to go check out the podcast, get the book. But first, before I let you go, you can't go anywhere right now because I do this on every show. I do a thing called Rapid Fire.
Rapid Fire questions.
I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to be the best Rapid Fire guest we have ever had because most people are like, well, I don't know. And they don't Rapid Fire nothing. Okay, they're like a turtle on the race. But I can tell. Dr. Jackie, you're not going to let me down. First thing comes to your mind, pop it out. Okay, here we go. All right. What is your favorite song of all time?
Refiner by Maverick City is my all time. I'd go to it always.
Oh, I'm going to have to go listen to that right after we get off. Okay. What movie could you watch over and over and over again?
Woo!
I know, right?
Probably something love story. Maybe The Notebook. I love love.
Oh, I love The Notebook. Oh, I do too.
Yes.
Oh, I love me some The Notebook. That scene, you know, when they're at the car and he's going, we're going to fight, but we always get over it. Remember that? That's me and my husband every day. Yeah, that's him. I love it, Notebook. Yeah. Okay. What is the last dream you remember?
It was something about, I do this thing called permission role. And I was basically navigating a space. I do a mentorship program where we're always encouraging women to own their permission. And so I was basically talking it through, but I was like, really, it was kind of like permission room live, so to speak. I think I was seeing the next version of what permission was going to become. It was expanding, not just on Zoom. They were all in a room and I was empowering them. That was the last thing I dreamed about.
Oh my gosh. My last dream was I was naked in high school trying to open up my locker. So you're clearly have a little bit. So I need to work on my dream state. Okay, here we go. On a scale from 1 to 10, rate the following. Give it a 1 being the lowest, 10 being the highest. Here we go. Ice cream.
7.
Oh God. Okay. Campfires.
2. I don't like outside.
I don't either. I knew we were sisters. Here we go. Rainy days.
4. You get some good sleep.
That's I know. I love me some good sleep. Shrimp on pizza.
Shrimp on pizza? It's a 0. I don't like shrimp.
It's a 0 for me too. Okay. Reality TV. Now keep it real.
Man, I'll pass. 0.
0? Oh Lord. Sometimes I hate that about a 9.
It's fake. And I don't do fake.
It's fake.
It's all dramatized.
It's fake.
Yeah, give me the real. It's not real.
Okay. It's not even real-ish. Okay.
Yes.
Leaving Christmas decorations up until Valentine's Day.
I'm here for it. Get to a week.
Oh my God. I love you so much. I love it. Okay. All right. So here we go. How do you divide up your household chores? Like, does your husband do some? Do you do some? I want to hear this.
So what had happened was I'd like it so big that we have to have a house manager. We just have too many things to do. And so, I mean, there have been seasons where I had to hold it all down. Travis and I, we'll wash a dish or two. Probably, I would say a collective year, we might wash 30 dishes, both of us. No, we have to have somebody come in and help a lot.
Okay, girl, offline, text me. I need a house manager because Travis ain't cutting it. Travis ain't getting it. We need a house manager.
Travis. My husband's name is Travis and mine.
Oh, see, well, I'm praying for you. That's another text me later. Okay, here we go. What's one thing that made you smile this week?
My team came together to present this whole new play that we're getting ready to launch in 2024. And I am super, uber excited about it. The fact that they would take the time to do that, it made me really happy.
Oh, I love it. Good teams are important. Hey, that's your people. That's your people.
Right, yep.
What book do you think everyone should read that's not your own book? Because I say you get Dr. Jackie's book, Permission to Live Free. What book do you think everyone should read?
You Are Beloved by Bobby Shuler changed my life.
You Are Beloved?
You Are Beloved by Bobby Shuler.
Okay, I'm going to get it. All right. What do you miss about being in your 20s?
I could just be my husband's girlfriend. Because my wife, totally different than just girlfriend.
Oh my God. I know that's the best answer ever. I swear, drop mic. That's the best answer I've ever heard.
I was a good girlfriend.
No, this is the thing though, Dr. Jackie. We can have a whole podcast on this. Isn't it better to be a girlfriend than a wife?
Man, we had a blast, okay? He just get up and do
it. Girl, you got to go to your house. He got to go to his house and you got to sleep by yourself. You got to really just have, girl, we are going to be besties. All right. How do you de-stress?
Give me a journal, time in silence. Nobody with me. Me, a journal, a book, and a bed. We have a great time.
You know what? I love spending time with me. Don't you?
Yes. It's the greatest ever.
Get with yourself. I agree with you. Okay. Who's your celebrity crush? Oh, I can't wait to hear this one. This is a hard one.
Andrew.
You got him.
I can't remember his name. I can see what he looked like. But it's chocolate guy.
What'd he play in?
I think he was in Taken. He's not the white guy that's a major character. He was like, he has an accent. Idris?
It's Idris.
I don't remember his last name, but yeah, he looks really good.
Idris Elba.
I can't remember his cool name.
Idris Elba. That's it. He is absolutely a hot. Yeah, he's hot. He's hot. Yeah. All right, good one. I approve of that. Yeah, I'm with you on that. Okay. What's your favorite junk food?
I like any kind of candy. Really love chocolate, but any kind of candy.
Like, what's your favorite candy bar then?
Snicker.
Oh, I love a good Snicker. Do you like it frozen or cold or just regular off the shelf?
Like, it got to nut a little bit. It do not give me hard. It got to be like a little mushy.
Little mushy. Okay, I love it. I love this question. What is something totally frivolous that you do not mind spending money on?
Album, give me a good bag. I like a good bag.
Like good bag or just a okay bag?
No, I bought bags.
Okay. Bags. Like bags that hold their value?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. That I don't know if that's frivolous. That's just fun, honey. That's just fun. Okay, yeah, last question.
Good bag.
I love it too. And listen, call me about your bags too, because I love a good bag too. All right, this is the last question. How do you remind yourself that you have the permission to be free?
My greatest reminder is my time with God in the morning. He speaks better to me than anybody else. Even when I've been bad to myself, he reminds me that I'm a good daughter. And I think that's the biggest thing for me.
Dr. Jackie, you are amazing. Y'all, you've got to go check out Dr. Jackie Green. Her book is Permission to Live Free. Check out her podcast, Permission Talk. Give yourself the gift of permission and let Dr. Jackie Green help you do it. Dr. Jackie, you got to come back. You got to come back and be with me.
And thank you for having me.
Okay. You got to check out all of her merchandise, the Permission Essentials. And we're going to link everything here in the bio. Go check out her stuff and remind yourself to give yourself permission to live in the fullness of what God has for you. Dr. Jackie, come back and be with us. I love you, girl.
I love you so much, Kim.
All right. Y'all be good. Okay, Zach. Dr. Jackie Green is our kind of people. I mean, amazing. Everything she was saying, did you resonate with it? Like, did you, you felt it? I did.
I definitely felt it. And the interesting thing for me is, like, you know, not coming from the same religious background, it took me longer, I think, to get it and get this idea of permission. But it's really...
I say something though? Can I say something? I think as a man,
yeah, maybe that's
it would be. It's. I mean, it's something to really discuss, and maybe we have her back on. So, I think for men, you've always had the permission. You know, for women, we have to consider a lot of things before we say yes to something that's really for ourselves. Like, it's easy for us to say yes to something for our children, something for our families, or something where it's a moment of helping or serving or, you know, but for us to say, yeah, I'm going to step out and do this for myself. Do I have time? Is it going to take away time from our kids? I can see where, you know, guys are kind of like, yeah, I can do this. You know, I don't need somebody to tell me I can. For women, it's a little different. I mean, and her perspective is, look, you're created, you're breathing, you're above ground. There's something for you to do other than just being a mom, being a wife, being, you know.
I think you're right on with that. I think there's something there. It's like, it's funny. The more and more I do the show with you, the more I sort of like am seeing, you know, a different perspective than like my sort of like dude's perspective.
Sure.
And like, you know, I like to think of myself as someone that can like see things from lots of different angles and like think about like, you know, outside of the way that I'm experiencing things. But yeah, this idea of not having, you're sort of talking about, to me, I'm hearing like the mental load, right? That like is on women. And like, there's so much being written about the mental load these days. And it's like, you have to sort of put that aside in order to get the permission to step into that next thing sometimes. Is that right?
Yeah, I think you're definitely right on. And I will tell you, it's the permission that we give is to ourselves. You know, a lot of times, I loved what Dr. Jackie said when she said she was blaming or had an excuse, you know, she wasn't getting the support she needed from her husband. You know, and what Jackie's saying is with God and with yourself, that's all the support you really need to take that action. That's all the permission you need. So for any of you that are listening to this and there's been a dream that has been inside you or a version of yourself that you have seen, you know, within your dreams, or if there's something that, you know, a risk that you want to take or a step you want to make, just consider this episode your permission to do so. Because as my daddy always says, if you ain't dead, you ain't done. And if you're watching or listening to this, you're not dead. So there's a lot for you to do and accomplish in your life. And consider this the permission to take the next step. Until next time, I'm Kim.
I'm Zach.
And we love you so much. And just remember, you are made for more. Bye. Oh, Dr. Jackie, you are amazeballs.
Thank you.
It's the permission to dance badly.
Right. And by bad, I don't know who you're talking about.
I'm talking about myself, for the record. Okay.
Good answer, Zach. Good answer. The Kim Gravel Show is produced and edited by Zach Miller at Uncommon Audio. Our associate producer is Kathleen Grant, the brunette exec. Production help from Emily Breeden and Sarah Noto. Our cover art is designed by Sanaz at Mammarian Creative and Mike Kligerman edits the show. And a special thanks to the team at QVC. Head over to thekimgravelshow.com and sign up for our mailing list. Again, we can't do this without you, so thank you for listening, and we love you.